We begin the current daf, Masechtas Krisis daf Yud Beis. We begin on the second line down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah from the previous daf, which opened up this third parak, parak Amru Loi, which discussed the halachas of the beginning of the Masechta regarding when someone is liable for inadvertently committing a sin that he'd be liable on Karas. If he does it by mistake, he's chayiv a carbon. Now, on that, the Mishnah qualified different situations regarding if there's a contradiction. Someone says that he is liable, someone says he's not. Someone says that he is, and he says that he's not. So regarding a case when two witnesses say that he did commit this sin, he ate chaylah, and he says, I did not. So we have machlekes in the Mishnah. Amr Meir, he said, of course he can be liable for karbon chatas. Kavol chaymer b'chulu, it's a kavol chaymer. If they could make him liable for the death penalty, for sure they could make him liable for something less, for like a carbon. To which the Chacham disagreed, and they said, no. Iboilu did the following question. My time in the Rabbanah, what's the reason of the Rabbanah that they say that he's exempt from the carbon? Is it because mishum the adam neman al atzma yoisim imeyish, because a person is believed regarding himself in areas of atonement more than 100 people, more than two witnesses? Because if he really was liable for karmen, he wouldn't stop himself from bringing a karmen chatas for atonement in regards to his creator. For the fact that he's denying it, obviously we trust him, we believe him, and that he's not liable. Is that the reason? Adam mishum damrino, maybe it's because we say migui. Migui is the concept of that sense that gives you what's called a kaich atayim, that gives you ability to make a superior claim, where di'i ba'i, if this defendant wanted to, if he wanted to lie, amar mezid yisi, he could say that I did it deliberately. You guys are right. I did eat the forbidden fats. But I did it deliberately. If I did it deliberately, there's no karma chatas. That's only when someone does a b'shegi. Now, although I said, when you told me I ate, I said I didn't eat. Oh, that just meant I didn't eat it by mistake. But I ate it deliberately. If he would make such a claim, pate would be exempt. So that's what's called migui. Since he could say that and he would be believed he would be exempt. So kiyam anami lo yichalti mehemenu pate. So even when he says I didn't eat, we believe him because he could have made a superior claim and he would have won. So we believe him and he's going to be exempt and he doesn't have to bring the carbon. Which one is it? Says Gemara, my nafkamina. What's the difference? What's the reason of the Rabbanan? If it's because we believe in more than 100 people, or it's because of migui, because he could have made a superior claim. Says Gemara, lemifshet mina l'tuma, because it has a ramification halacha regarding tuma. If two witnesses tell a person you became tamei and immediately you went into the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be the difference between these two options in the opinion of the Rabbanan. As the Gemara explains, the Amar Tamei Rabbanan, if you say the reason in the Rabbanan is Mishum the Adam Neman Alat Meyesim Meyesh, because they hold no. Regards to being a carbon, the person, we believe in more than 100 people telling him that he's liable if he says he's exempt. So if that's the case, Leishna Tuma Chadasha, but Leishna Tuma Yishana. It wouldn't make a difference if it's a new Tuma that they claim he just became Tamei, went to the Beis HaMikdash, or it was the old one from the previous day. Would it make a difference? We don't believe two witnesses, we believe him. Of course he would bring a carbon if he was Chayiv. But if you say the reasoning is not because we believe him more than two witnesses, it's just because he could have made a claim that he would have won, so now even if he's not making that superior claim, we should still believe him. But then, as the Gersa adds on the word, but then we would say that when do the Rabbanan exempt him in the case of Tumah? That would be only mitumah yishana. That would be only with an old Tumah, meaning they tell him, oh, yesterday we saw you became Tumah, and today you went into the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the individual would have a migui. But by a new tumah, when they say he just became tumah and we saw you right after, an hour later, going to the Beis HaMikdash, then he would be liable, even according to Rabban. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara explains. By tumah yishana, by an old tumah, meaning from the previous day, there he has a migui. Since the Ibai, if he wanted to, Amar Tavalti Pater, if he wants to say, he could say, yeah, it's right, you guys saw me become Tami yesterday, but I immersed in the mikvah, and it's already the next day, and therefore I was tar when I went today into the Beis HaMikdash. So, Kiyama Namin Leidin Tamesi Pater, so even when he says, no, I didn't become Tami, refuting what the witnesses are saying, he'll still be exempt, because the Ikala, maybe because you could say, you could explain his words, my loynet mesi the kama, what did I mean when I said I didn't become Tami? Loyamadati betumasi, I didn't maintain my Tama, el tavalti. When I say, loy tamesi, not that I didn't become Tami, I could mean to say that I didn't maintain my Tama because I became Tami, but I immersed myself in the mikvah, which would not be a contradiction to what they were saying, and therefore he would still be believed. That would only work by a tumah yishana of a tumah chadash mechayev, but by a new tumah from today, then the Rabbanan would agree then that he would be liable. My time, what's the reason? Because there's no migui. You can't say, like, by a Tumi Yashana, oh, that I immersed myself. Because Techiyama Nami Tevalti Mechayiv, even if he's going to say, yeah, that I, you're right, I became talking about I immersed myself, it'd still be liable. Because the Amrli Edom Hashlem Net Mesa, the witness is saying, right now you became Tame. They're saying that today you became Tame and you went to the base of Mikdash. So even if you immersed yourself, you didn't have Harav Shemesh, you didn't have sundown yet. And a Tful Yom, someone who immersed himself, but it's still that day, and goes into the base of Mikdash, by mistake, is Chayv Kar Machatzis. The Gemara says in Menachas of Chav Zayin Beis, that even the Mechusik Kippurim, who already had Harav Shemesh, but didn't bring their carbon of atonement, and went to the base of Mikdash, is Chayv Kar Machatzis, and Meshur by a Tful Yom. Now, additionally, as Rashi explains, you can't say, like we said in the previous case, when we're talking about the halacha of our Mishnah regarding chaylev, let's say, when they say, hey, you ate chaylev, and he says, I didn't eat it, what did he mean that he could have a migah? He said, no, I didn't eat it by mistake. I ate it deliberately, and therefore I'm not going to be chayv kar machatzis. In this halacha, you wouldn't be able to say it. Because had he said, in refutation of the witnesses, that they're saying he became tameh, two parts, became tameh and went to the Beis HaMikdash. If he would have said, I didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash, so then we could, but he's being refuted by two witnesses. So with migui, we could have explained his statement by saying, no, when I said I didn't go in, I meant I didn't go in by mistake. I went in deliberately. So that would have worked. But in this case that we're describing, since he said to them, no, I didn't become tameh, so even if we would say, no, I didn't become tameh by mistake, I became tameh on purpose, that still wouldn't exempt it from a carbon. Because regarding becoming tummy by mistake or on purpose, it doesn't make a difference. The primary thing is, but when you were tummy, went to the base of Mikdash, and that you are unaware of, that you went by mistake, and never you're chayv for a carbon, that you wouldn't be able to interpret that. So therefore, by tumah chadasha, if you said the reason is by migui, then actually Rabbanan would hold that he would be chayv. So therefore says, Gemara, my. So therefore, what's the understanding of the Pinner Rabbanan? Is because Adam Nem and Alatsim, Yesim, and May Adam, and therefore in all situations he'd be potter? Or is it because of amigui, which would only work in the halachas of tumah by yeshana, but not by tumah chadash? Says Gemara Tashma, let's bring a right from the following brisa. Brisa says, in this context, we're talking about tumah, amaloi eid echad net mesef. One witness says to him, says, look, you became tummy, and you went into the base of Mikdash. You're chayav a carbon. Voimra, lo net mesef. He says, no, I didn't become tummy. So halacha is patri is exempt. As Gemara is going to explain later on, because the pasuk says, by tumas Mikdash Kadash, it says in the pasuk bezvada, that if he confesses, then he's going to be chayav for carbon, but if he doesn't admit, if he denies it, then he's going to be exempt. Continues the Braisa, Yachala for Lashnaim, you would think that even if two witnesses are saying he became tummy to the base of Midrash, and he's denying it, that even then he'd be exempt. Amar Abmei, like he says in our Mishnah, but he was saying in the context of Tumah, says, no, Kavo Chaymer. If two witnesses could make him be guilty of the severe death penalty, can't they not indict him to have to bring a carbon that's even a lesser punishment? So therefore they hold that, he holds that that in that situation he'll be chay. But for Chachamim, the sages say, no, Adam Nem and Alatsim, Yisim and Meyesh, a person's bleed regarding himself, more than 100 people. Says the Gemara, Shmam and Atimayah, the Rabbanan. So obviously you see the reason Rabbanan is Mishum the Amri Adam Nem and Alatsim, Yisim and Meyesh, like the first option. You see that that's clearly what they're saying, is because, no, he's believed. And therefore that would be in all situations, even by Tumah Chadash. Adam Rabbami says, no. Layum Tavad Rabbanan, Mishum the Amri Namigu. We could really say it's like the second option. That it's really only by the case of Tumah Yashana that they're disagreeing. And it's because of a migri. That he could have said, yeah, I became tummy, but I immersed myself. When it says, loinet meisim, and I didn't maintain my tummah. But isn't the words of the Braisa saying, because what the words are, odem nemen alatzmoy, which would seem to be in all situations? Says, Imam, no, v'hachitani, this is what the words of the Braisa are saying. Mitoich she'im rotza loimer, loyimadati betumasi pater, since if he would have wanted to say, he could have explained his statement with a migri, saying, no, what I meant to say, that it wasn't tummy, meant I didn't maintain my tummy, then it would be potter. So hilkach adam nemen alatzmoy yesh meyesh. Therefore, in this situation, the person is going to be believed regarding himself more than 100 witnesses, more than 100 people opposite him. But it's not because of a blanket statement like the first option that we had asked. It's because of the mikveh that he has, and therefore we believe him. So therefore, it's still not resolved from this price. But on that, as the Gemara, well, ihach, if that's the case, that you're telling me that in halachas of tumah, the dispute between the Ramei and the Rabbanan is because Ramei holds that he doesn't hold of the concept of migui, and the Rabbanan hold of the concept of migui, well then, hainu chaylev, well that's exactly the same achlikas that they had in our Mishnah regarding the halachas of when the witnesses said you ate the forbidden fat and he denies it, and they disputed over there, why would we need two contexts if it's the same halacha anyway regarding the halacha of migui, which is if we could go ahead and interpret his words and then have a superior claim. So the Gemara, no, because Ma'adu Teimu, what would you say? And the Gemara says in the word, Loi Achalti Chalev, you would think when he says, when he denies the two witnesses and says, no, I didn't eat the forbidden fats, Vid Rabban hold, as in our Mishnah, that he's going to be believed because he has a migui. Why? Because Kamataritz Dibure, because you could explain his words. What does it mean, Loi Achalti, I didn't eat? It means I didn't eat Shagi Gelamesa, I didn't eat it by mistake, rather I ate it deliberately, and therefore, that he's going to be exempt from the carbon. Aval Netmesa, but when they say you became Tamei, V'oimer Loi Netmesi, and he says, no, I didn't become Tamei, then you cannot explain his words to say, oh, no, of course he's not believed, as this option says in regards to two witnesses. Not Adam Nemen Alatzmeis Me'edim, it's only because of a Migur, because he actually has a superior claim over the two witnesses. How does he have a superior claim? They're refuting him. So you can say, oh, no, when they said I didn't become Tamei, I meant I didn't become Tamei by mistake, which would be Mechayev me a carbon. No, rather deliberately. You can't say that because it doesn't make a difference how you became Tamei, it's how you went into the Beis HaMikdash. So I would say over there, there's no way of resolving his words, and therefore he is refuted by two witnesses, and therefore the Rabbanan actually would agree to a man that he would be Chayev. That's why we needed this Braisa to say that Hachanami. Also over here, you actually could explain his words. Because what he is saying when he says loy temesi means loy amadati bitumasi avot tavalti. It means to say I didn't maintain my tumah like we're saying it's by a tumah yishana, because rather I immersed, and therefore okay, you're both right. I became tumah. I went to the Beis HaMikdash, but I immersed. Therefore I'm not chayev. So since he has the amigui, so therefore that's why he's believed. But therefore we have to say it in both contexts because he wouldn't have known regarding the context of tumah. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a right tashma. The Braisa quotes the pasuk meyikra. That says, his father, if he confesses, like the Pasuk says, Ashachatala, regarding what he sinned, which this is in Sefer Vayikra regarding the Tumas Mikdash, if someone's tummy and he goes into the Beis Mikdash, reads some Kachim, that when he confesses, then he's Chayev for a carbon. Says the Braisa, Mayde Bidvarim Chayev. If he confesses, if he admits, then he's going to be Chayev, which we had referenced this idea before, and one witness tells him that, hey, you know, you became tummy, went to the Beis Mikdash, and he denies it, we said he's exempt, because only if he admits that he's Chayev. But if he doesn't admit to this that he had sinned, then he's exempt. No. So to Amalei Eirech and Netmeis, like we quoted this before, if one witness says to him, you became Tamei, but Amalei Netmeis says, I didn't become Tamei, so Patei is exempt. Continues the Braisa, Yachla Filashnaim. You would think that even if there's two witnesses says he became Tamei, went to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's Makrishan, he denies them, that then he would still be Patei. Rebbeir, no. If two witnesses brings him to the severe death penalty, don't you think that they bring him to the lesser chiyuv of a carbon? But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no. I don't care if there's two witnesses, 100 witnesses. A person is believed regarding himself in regards to the laws of atonement, more than 100 people. That's the second opinion. Third opinion, and the Chacham agreed Rabbi Yehuda and disagree with Rabbi Meir, by the case of forbidden fats, where if let's say the witnesses say to him, hey, you ate the forbidden fats, and he says, I didn't eat it. Or Bias Mikdash, coming into the Beis HaMikdash, where there's two parts over here, coming Tamei and going to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, regards to the fact, if they tell him, hey, when you were Tamei, you went into the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, no, I did not go into the Beis HaMikdash. So in those two cases, Acham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that he's going to be exempt, because they agree that a person is believed regarding himself more than 100 people. Aval B'tumah, but regards to the halacha of a case of tumah, meaning if they're telling him that, hey, you became tumah and you went to the Beis HaMikdash when you were tumah, and he says, yes, I went in, but what is he denying what they're telling him? He says, but I did not become, I wasn't tumah. In that case, loy maidulay. Then they don't agree to Rabbi Yehuda, and they don't hold that the person's going to be pater. That says the Gemara, according to the first version of Rashi, which we're going to go with, this is where the Gemara ends its discussion. It says, obviously, the reason Rabban is because of migui, that we could explain his words to give him a superior claim. For example, like when he says, oh, I didn't do it, oh, I mean, say I didn't do it by mistake, rather I did it deliberately. But in this case of Loi Netmesi, there's no way of resolving his words. You can't say, oh, I didn't become Tamei B'Shoyg, you rather became Tamei B'Mezid, because we said that's not relevant. We don't care how you became Tamei, it's how did you go into the Beis HaMikdash, which that was the sin. There we see the Chacham do not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously that answers that question, that the reason is because of migui, and therefore that resolves the question. Rabbi Yehuda obviously goes like the first option we had said, which is, yeah, a person's believed in all situations. Regarding kapara, he's believed. Yes, meyish. But the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Meir, they say it only in the context of when there's a migui, again, like we said, by Tumei Yeshana, but by, let's say, Tumei Chadasha, or over here when the refutation is regarding the case if he became Tumei or not, and he says, Loi Netmesi, but there's no way of Metaritz Diburei, that's where they agree that to Remeir that one would be chayav because you don't have a meiger over there. Now that the Gemara continues in the clarification of this halacha, but not as a continuation of the previous Gemara, which according to the second version of Rashi, it is a continuation. So the Gemara asks as follows. So b'mai, with which tumah our skinan are we talking about over here, which we're saying according to Rabbanon, which we explained their opinion is only based on the migui, that here there wouldn't be a migui. Never they agree to Remeir that he would be chayav. As the Gemara explains, Ilem, if you say it's talking about, we continue to base, but Tumma Yeshana, by an old Tumma, which the Gemara is bothered by, why would that be a case of not having a Migu? There is a Migu over there. Why wouldn't they agree to Rabbi Yehuda by a Tumma Yeshana? Why is it any different by the case of when they say he ate forbidden fats, or when they say he went to the base of Migdash, and he denies it, that there the Rabban agreed to Rabbi Yehuda? Why? Because the Mratza, Yerma Mezerisi. The person wants to, he could get out of it by saying, yeah, I did these things, but I did it deliberately. So Tumah Yeshana Nami Mitar Tzibure, so by Old Tumah he could also explain his words. Then Ratzah Yema Lo Yamadah Dibitumah Se'el Tzavalti. He could say, when I says I didn't become Tumah, of course I can't say that I didn't become Tumah B'Shogi rather than Mezik, that's not going to help. But you could explain his words by saying that I didn't maintain my Tumah, rather I immersed myself. So Amravina, he says, Lo'ilam B'Tumah Yeshana. Truthfully, we could even be talking about an Old Tumah, because even by an old tumah, there could be a situation that there isn't a migui. Why? We're going to Amr le'edim, for example, if we're, let's say, the witnesses tell him that you became tumah yesterday, and achalta, and you ate today, kachim b'tumas aguf, kachim in a state of ritual impurity, which was different than the way we had been describing up until now. We were always assuming that the case of tumah was, hey, they're saying you became tumah and you went to the base of migdash. Here we're explaining it a different, which is going to be relevant to explain why there's no migo over here, that you became tameh and you ate kachem in a physical, which they're both the same halacha of just one is eating kachem, one's going to the base of Migdash, but there's going to be a difference in the case we're describing, and therefore you chayev a karban chatas. Now, v'hu amar lahein, and what did he tell them as the case was? What's he denying? Lo'inet meis, he says, no, I didn't become tameh. So essentially what he's denying, if he's saying it didn't become tameh, there's two things when he eats kachim in the state of ritual impurity. There's two problems. One is that regarding touching, where you're not allowed to make kachim tummy, and also regarding eating. So he's denying them on both points. Where he says, no, I didn't eat, I didn't touch kachim in the state of tumma. Now, if he subsequently goes, and now if he would, we would want to explain his words and to say, oh, when I said I didn't become tummy, what I meant to say was I didn't maintain my tumum. That says the Gemara. The hocha lo mitaritz diburi. No, it wouldn't work over here, the migui, to explain his words. Because the leka lemeima lo yimadli b'tumah aval tavalti. Here you can't really get away with it by saying, oh, what I mean I didn't become tumah means I didn't maintain my tumah because I immersed myself in the mikvah. Because essentially, my amalhan, what is he really telling them? Tavalti v'achalti, saying that I immersed myself and then I ate the kachem. In other words, as Rashi explains, which the Mefarshim go through the detail to explain what exactly the logic is, says, but essentially, what is he really trying to do? What are the witnesses trying to do? What do they want from him? They want to make him be liable for a carbon. His whole intention is to be exempt himself from a carbon. So from eating, which there's a carbon, that's what his words would be interpreted, and that's where he's being denied from the witnesses. But regarding touching, that he's not refuting them. Because that's not being mechayiv makarbon. If one touches kachem in a state of impurity, that's not a liability for a carbon. That's if he ate it in a state of ritual impurity. So therefore, says the Gemara, ki amalahin hachi, if he's going to tell them this, that, oh, what did I mean that it wasn't tumah means I didn't maintain my tumah, but I immersed, and essentially means to say, so I immersed and then I ate? Iskachesh le diburikama miha betumas magoi. But then essentially, but his first statement is still being refuted by the witnesses in regards to the tumah of touching. They say you became tummy and then you touched. He's saying, I didn't become tummy. But if that would be up, straight up, of course two witnesses, we're going like Rabban holds on because of Mikri. They don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda because Nemen Yismeish. Straight up, two witnesses we're going to believe over him. No. What do I mean I wasn't tummy? I mean say, I didn't maintain my tummy. I immersed. And then what? And then I ate it. Which is, he's only refuting them regarding that he could win with a Mikri regarding the eating. But not regarding the touching, that he's not denying them. So what do you mean? So you mean to say that you're still maintaining in regard to touching, that you were tummy and then you touched it? Yeah, that I'm not denying you. That I'm just saying amigi regarding eating. Oh, so that means to say you are being refuted in regards to the touching, and therefore we don't believe you. because you see that you're being refuted by witnesses. If you're being refuted by witnesses, therefore that's the case that Rabban agreed to Remeir, that then he's going to be chayiv and a carbon, even though we're talking about a tumi yashana, because in this case we don't have a full-fledged migui, because he's being refuted on part of a statement that is being denied by the two witnesses in regards to his being tumi and then touching the kach. Now Amar of Nachman, he says, Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, we have three opinions in the Braisa. Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda, that a person is believed regarding himself, even in regards to Toma. Now Amar of Yosef, however, he qualifies and says, Lo Yamar, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that he's believed and that he's going to be considered Tahar, Ella only for someone who's eating Taharas, Beinoy Lebein Atzmai, only by himself. But in front of others, he's not allowed to eat, because maybe then people are going to come disregard Taharas, because two witnesses said he was Tame, and therefore he's only believed regarding if he's doing it privately, and ula atzmai, and he's only believed regarding eating taris that he touched only regards to himself. But regards to others, that he can't feed to them, it's only for himself, because a person is neman al atzmai, is may aid them, but we have two witnesses refuting him. For himself he's believed, and by himself, but not in front of others, and not for others. Now, Amar Shlakish, he says, Maidim Remei Lechacham. Remei agrees to the Chacham, we have their machlekes in the Mishnah, which spoke about if two witnesses are contradicting one person, if he's chayav for carbon or not. Remeir said that he's not believed, and two witnesses win. But the Gemara brings three different cases that the Amoraim say, the Meidr Remeir L'Chacham, the Remeir agrees to the Chacham that the person would be believed himself. For example, first halacha Shem, Amr Leishnayim, Ba'al Teshivcha Charuf. Two people say, we saw you cohabited with that Shivcha Charufa, that's the maidservant who's engaged to another individual, and he had relations with her, which that is Mechayav Makarban Ashem. He says, no, I didn't have relations with her. So says that Resh Lakish, Remei would agree, Mehemen, that the person would be believed to be exempt. Why? Because Dibayi Amalahain Loi Gemarti Biasi, because there's a migui. If he wants, he could say, yeah, I had relations with her, but I didn't conclude the act of cohabitation. Unlike Ola Raya, we mentioned in the previous daf, by Shivcha Aruba, it's only with a full act of cohabitation. That they can't prove. And therefore, Remei would agree to the migui, because as Rashi explains, Remeir agrees to the concept of the Rabbanan that there's a you could win the case with a migui, but in regards to the migui of our Mishnah, that he doesn't hold the Rabbanan, because it's more preferable for a person to lie and to deny the claim of the witnesses who say, "Hey, you sinned," and he says, "No, I didn't eat," than what the Chacham say to make himself consider a wicked person and say, "Yeah, I did, but I did it deliberately. I did it deliberately, so I'm going to be exempt." Remeir doesn't hold it with such a migui. A person wouldn't say that, and therefore he doesn't have the migui. But in these cases, where he would have a migui that actually takes off the blame from him, that then he could win with a migui, and Remeir would agree. Similarly, Amar Rav Sheish says, "Moed Remeir lechacham benazir." The Gersa takes out the word tamei, because that's actually the discussion. If he did become tamei, by a nazir shamal leishnayim net mesa, two people, two witnesses says you became tamei. That's a liability for karbanas for a nazir. Vayim alein net mesa says, "No, I didn't become tamei." Patri is exempt. Why? Two witnesses against one person, two witnesses are believed. No, because the bayam and the shalt al nazir, if he wants, he could say, I had already asked to a sage regarding my vow of naziris, and actually, yeah, you're right, I became tame, but I was allowed to. Because when I said loinat mesi, meant to say I wasn't tame when I had my ned of naziris on me, which he's believed. He could go ahead and ask a sage and annul his vow of naziris, so therefore he's believed even now because of that migui. And similarly, Omar Abayi says, "Moed Remeir lechacham shem amru lo yishnayim." If two people tell him, "Yidea to be'edus pleni," you know testimony regarding that person. Vayma lo yidat, he says, "No, I don't know." So Patr, he's exempt. Where even though they made him swear and he didn't admit, and then when he finally admits, the halacha is he's chayv for carbon for shvur se'edus for denying that he knows testimony. Why is he exempt? Because the Ibayi Omar, if he wants, he could have said he has a migui, where he could have exempted himself in a permitted way, and to say, l'niskevanti la'edis. Meaning, what I mean when I says I didn't know, means say, initially, I never intended when I saw what happened for testimony to be a witness, and therefore I'm not a valid witness. So although I said I didn't know, I mean I didn't know in the way of knowing for testimony, and therefore he could get himself out of it. Remei would agree to that migui, that then he would be believed in the face of two witnesses. Now the Mishnah continued and said, Achel chelev v'chelev. If someone eats forbidden fats, meaning he eats two olive-sized pieces, which olive-sized is the minimum amount to be liable for a carbon. If he eats two olive-sized pieces of forbidden fats, behelam achas, and one lapse of awareness, so then it's b'chayv for only one carbon. Now, Maskev l'Rabzeir, Rabzeir asks as follows, Amayin chayv l'chatas echas, why? Why is he only liable for one carbon chatas? For beiz zeisei chelev achel, but he ate two olive-sized of forbidden fats, and each olive-sized is a liability. So Abai says, because halam is mechulakis. It's only the lapses of awarenesses that actually differentiate and create the liability of a karmachatas. And here it was only in one lapse of awareness, so therefore it's not going to create a separate liability. Now, those who actually asked the question as follows. Time of the halamacha sounds like the reason is why it's only chayiv one, because it was in one lapse of awareness. It sounds like that if he ate these two olive sizes in two separate lapses of awarenesses, meaning by mistake he realizes the mistake, and then again later he made the same mistake, then he'd be chayiv for two karbanas. Amai, why? Shem chayiv echadu. It's all the same isser of a bin fats. Why would it be another karban chatas? Because he says halam is mechulakin. The lapses differentiate, they divide. Once there's a yediya, that makes the chiv. Now when you have another kazais, that's a new chiv. Now the Mishnah said, however, ochel chelav v'dam pigel v'naiser, if he eats different isurim, for ben fats, blood, the carbon that was pigel or left over its time, then chayav v'chulu, then he would actually be liable even in one lapse of awareness for each one individually. Now, etc., which the Gemara's question is going at the end of the Mishnah, which says that if he eats two half olive size pieces from the same species, then if it's in one lapse of awareness, then he's gmi chayav. Says the Gemara, b'min echad chayav pshita, from one species, which two halves obviously equal a whole, obviously he'd be chayiv. What's the chiddush in that? So Amr Shlakish Mishum Bar Tatini says, Kagan Shachal B'Shnei Tapchuim. No, there is a chiddush. When he eats these two half olive sized pieces, they're on two different trays, two different plates. And Malibid Bishu, it's going like a Bishua. The Amar Tamchuim Mechalakin, in a different context, he says that different plates actually divide, make them as two different things. So now the Tema, what would you say? Come on, Rabbi Shua, when does Rabbi Shua say later on the Perek that the plates, they divide, they're like two different entities, that he says is Allah Chaloshna, Lekula, doesn't make a difference if it's a leniency, like in the case we're describing in our Mishnah, where he eats the two half olive sized pieces of this one Isser, let's say of Chalav, with two different plates, that they don't combine, they're considered two different entities, and it would be a leniency actually that he would be exempt. And Leishna L'chumra, and I would say like his Halacha later on the Perek, that, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a stringency, where if let's say he eats two olive-sized pieces of the same Isser on two different plates, even though it's in one lapse of awareness, that it'd be chayiv too, because it's considered like two different Isser, because it's two different trays. Kamash Malan, that's where the Mishnah is coming to say that I know he only says his halacha as a stringency. Dechayiv, that in this case, if it's one species, even if it's on two different plates, Rabbi Shua doesn't disagree there, and he's going to hold that you would be chayiv. Obviously we see that Rabbi Shua says halacha only as a stringency to say the two plates are different, but as a leniency, it doesn't say, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that if it's one species, even though it's on two different plates, if it's in one halama, in one lapse of awareness, that it would combine, and that one would be chayiv. That's one version. Igadamer ala sefer, that those who say it on the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, however, Mishnei minin pater. But if he eats two half olive size pieces, even in one lapse of awareness, from two different types of things, let's say a half a zayis of chelav, half a zayis of dam, then pater is going to be exempt. So the Gemara Pshita, obviously he's going to be exempt. You didn't have a full zayis of any one iser. So Rish Lakish, Mishum Bar Tatini, says no. Kagoyin sha'ochlo b'shnei tamchuin. We're actually talking about that, we're talking about that these two chatzis zayisim that were eaten in this one halama were on two different plates. Ali b'Rib Shu, it's going like a Bishua. Dama tamchuin mechalak, and then he says the separate plates divide. The Ma'av detayim, because what would you say? Ki amr b'shu, when does Rib Shu say zalacha? You would say maybe l'chumra amr. He only says as a stringency, not as leniency. Kamash malan mebeiz minin pater. We could actually infer from the halacha of our Mishnah that when you're eating two different species, that one is going to be exempt, because it explains the Gemara, my mebeiz minin. What does the Mishnah mean to say when you're eating from two different types that one is going to be exempt? It doesn't mean two different types, because obviously two different types are going to be exempt. They can't combine, they're different isurim. It's actually min echadu. It's actually referring to the same species, the same chaluf. By my car lebeis min, then why is the Mishnah calling it two different things? Mishum da achlu bebeis tamchuyim, because it's being eaten on two different plates. Vikatani patra, and actually the Mishnah says that, yeah, even though it's two half a zeisim in the same halama, he's going to be exempt. Alma leishna lekula, but leishna lechumra, come, Rabbi Shua. We see, obviously, yeah, Rabbi Shua says aloha, not only as a stringency, but even as a leniency. This same chalif, if it's a half a zeis on one plate, half a zeis on another plate, they're considered two different entities, and they don't combine. And actually, he'll be exempt. But then the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, I mean, the Sefer, from the fact that this halacha, the Sefer, the Mishnah, that says, oh, that they're not going to combine, so we explained it's talking about, it's actually min echad, it's actually the same species. But v'shnei tamchuin is just two different plates, that's when it's not going to combine. So the inference is that obviously the ratio that says that when it's one min, which the Sefer is also 1 minute. But the Rishon says 1 minute you're going to be chayiv that because they combine. Obviously, that's min echad v'tamcha echad. That has to be not only the same type, but it has to be also in the same plate. Because they're saying even one type in two different plates is not going to combine. So obviously, the Rishon that's saying you're going to be chayiv is the same type, same plate. So pshita, obviously, that's going to combine. And then Ravina says, no, the chiddush would be, yeah, it's the same species, same plate. So what's the chiddush? Of course, is going to combine. That, no, he had an awareness in between. Which means to say that he ate a half his eyes. He realized, oh my, what I do? And then again he forgot, and he ate the other half his eyes. And the Mishnah is going like Gimliel. That he says, in the awareness, although generally we said awareness is differentiate and divide, where if let's say someone eats a zayis of chalev, has an awareness, eats another zayis, he's going to have two karbanas because the yedia separates, whereas if you don't have a yedia, eat 100 zayis, and you're going to only have one karmachatas. And we hold that a yedia does not affect anything when it was only a half of a measurement, a half of an olive size. And again, since it's not going to differentiate, so then therefore it's like he didn't have a yedia, and therefore it actually will combine, which is the halacha of a Mishnah. As the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos teaches, HaKesef Shtei Isis, if someone writes two letters on Shabbos, which is a malacha on Shabbos, but he does it b'shtei halamas, in two laps of awarenesses. Achas Shachris v'achas Arvis, he writes one letter in the morning, something in the afternoon, he realizes what he did, and then again later in the day, again he writes a letter, which that's only Chatzi Shir, because the Yechiv is only with two Isis. So Rabbi Gamliel Machayev says he's going to be liable. And B'chacham Paitan Masejah says, no, he's going to be exempt. Why? Rabbi Gamliel Saver, En Yedi L'chatzi Shir. He holds, there's no awareness for a half of a measurement. So let's say in the context of what we're talking about, when he eats a half of a measurement, and he becomes aware, that's not a Yedi to differentiate. So if he goes and eats another half a Shir, it's going to combine. For Rabban Saver, Yesh Li L'chatzi Shir, Rabban hold that, no, there is awareness. Okay, so now they can't combine, because they're considered it separate. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, like Rabban Gamliel, that even though it's one plate and the same type, but he had an awareness, still the awareness is not going to divide, and therefore he's going to be chayv. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah, actually qualifying the halacha. Says our Mishnah, "Kama yisha ba'eichlan." How long, or the Gersa like Rashi has, is ha'eichlan. How long, as we said in the previous Mishnah, that if someone eats two half of olive sizes from the same type, that then it's going to combine. How long could the delay be of the span of time be for the one who eats it that we're going to consider combined, and that then he'll be liable. If someone eats a half his eyes today and then 3 years from now eats another a half his eyes, he's not going to be chayav. It's not like we're combining over his whole lifetime to be chayav a carbon. How long is the time of span to consider it as one act of eating to be chayav for the requisite share of a kezayis? So, says the first opinion, is kilo oichel kaloyis. It's like as if he's eating parched grain. Meaning to say, we evaluate this issur that he ate as if we had crumbled it down to tiny, small pieces the way roasted grain is, and he's eating one kernel at a time. That amount of measurement for this food that he's eating, if it delayed that amount of time that he would have eaten that amount, a little tiny piece by little piece, if it would have been that time span, then that's considered combined to say, oh, he ate it in that shear, and they're going to be combined to be chayv. That's every mayor. The sages say, it's at sheyisha mitchila batzayif, it's until if it delays from the beginning of the end, kedei achilas pras, and the Gersa takes out the word chayiv. The amount of time to eat a half of a loaf of bread, which Gemara in Eivin of Pebezim Bez explains what type of loaf we're talking about, a loaf that's a third of a kav, which half of that loaf is generally used in the context of the halacha of going to the house of a nega and staying there that amount of time, which a half of a loaf is called a pras, which prusa means a piece, a half, which the loaf of quarter of a kav is 8 baim, which means say half of that is 4 baim. The amount of time it takes to eat 4 eggs, which is between 3 and 9 or 12 minutes, a certain amount of time that the pais can give, but the amount of time it takes to eat a half of a loaf of bread, if it delayed that time, from it wasn't eaten at one time, but he ate a half his eyes, another half his eyes, within that time span, then it's going to combine. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Ochel Eichlin Tamei, someone eats tummy foods, over Shasa Mashkin Tamei, over he drinks tummy beverages, where the halacha actually is that his body becomes tummy from then eating truma. If he ate a half of a pras of this food, as the Gemara says in Ervin, where chetzi chetzia, half of a half makes the person's body tummy, which is considered a chetzi pras, which is a quarter of a loaf of bread. If he ate that amount of tummy food or he had from tummy beverages, which is a different shear, then the halacha is that he has this tumas gevia, but we're going to qualify and how much time could that be done? Or a different halacha, shas revi'is yayin v'nechzes l'mikdash, which as Rashi explains, this going into the temple is specifically going on if he drank a revi'is of wine. Because regarding the halacha of being tummy, of eating tummy foods, that's only rabbinic, he wouldn't be chayv for coming to the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumma. But rather, if he drank a revi'is of wine, which intoxicated person halacha going to the Beis HaMikdash, but all these three halachas were going b'shoker de achilas pras, if it took the amount of time of eating a half a loaf of bread, then chayv. Then that's considered that he ate the tummy food, he drank the tummy beverage. That means to say that he had drunk a revius of wine, and therefore then, for whatever the context is, regarding partaking a truma for the first two halachas, or going to the Beis HaMikdash for the third halacha, then chayv is going to be liable. Because that's considered combined, it's considered that he had that act of consumption. Now, the Gersa is Rebbe Lazar, I mean, he says, well, regarding the last halacha, he says, in pasikba, if he didn't drink that whole revius of wine in one shot, rather he stopped in the middle, if he added, diluted with a little amount of water, then pater, he's going to be exempt. He's not going to be liable for having drunk a revius of wine and then gone to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, by the way, the following question. Reb Meir, when he qualifies in our Mishnah, the amount of time that one could delay, that it'll still be considered combined for the two half of zaysin, to consider that he ate a zayis of chalev to be chayev for a carbon, and he says it's a measurement of as if he ate it with it was piece by piece of roasted grain. Was that l'chumra kama? Was he saying a more stringent opinion? Or l'kula kama? Was he saying a more lenient opinion? As the Gemara explains, l'chumra kama was it a stringency? This is what the Mishnah was saying. He was saying ki'ilu oichel kalayis. It's as if when he's eating roasted grain, when he's taking one piece by one piece, one after another, and that's how we evaluate. Where if he eats a half a zayis of chaylev and he stops. And at a later point in time, he continues eating another half of Zayis later on. So even if he delayed more than the period of time of Kedei Achilas Pras by eating one after another, but had he been eating one after another, it would still have been a longer period of time. So then it's going to combine the Filikuliyama, even if it takes the whole entire day. Even from the beginning to the end is more than the amount of time of eating half a loaf of bread. But even the Mashche Achilas, since his act of eating has been continuous, so he'd be liable, because that's how it takes to eat it had it been roasted grain. On that, Rabban were telling him, no, they're more lenient. It's only considered combined the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. But more than the amount of time, you're going to be exempt. So in that interpretation, maybe it was more of a stringency. Or says the Gemara, maybe no, maybe it was the lenient interpretation. Because actually he held like Rabban. That you're right, more than Kedei Achilas Pras, it's not going to combine. So what's he comparing it to when he's saying you're eating as if it's Kaloyis? The Hachik Tani, this is what he was saying. Kilo Eichel Kaloyis is you measured as if he's eating roasted grain, which means say Vuhudulei Ifsik Beinu Beini. Means that he didn't stop in the middle. Rather, he's eating the way people usually eat those Kaloyis, where they're eating one after another, that's when it's going to combine. Of the Ifsik Beini Beini, but if he interrupted in the middle, the Afagav Demit Chilavatzei Bechtei Achilas Pras, and even if it took less than the amount of time of eating half a loaf of bread, pot is going to be exempt. It's not going to combine, even Teichdei Achilas Pras. And Vamalei Rabban, that Rabban said to him, no, even Metchil Vatzay Bechtei Achilas Pras, who Chayiv, since it was within the time span of up to 12 or 3 minutes, whatever the measurement is, a half loaf of bread, then you would be Chayiv, even though he interrupted in the middle. So was he astringency or leniency? So Zimot Tashma, it's being arrived from our Mishnah. The words of our Mishnah were, V'chacham Oim, the sages say, until the amount of time that he delayed for eating a half a loaf of bread from the beginning until the end. So says the Gemara, if you say Remei was a stringency, that he was saying no, that even more than Kedei Achilas Pras, you're going to be chayv, it's going to combine. So Heindik Tani, so you could understand that the Mishnah said that Rabbanan said to him, then no, you're not going to be chayv more than the amount of time of the Kedei Achilas Pras. Rather, ad sheyisha, until you delay, until the amount of time of Kedei Achilas Pras, which means ad teshoyi, delay Kedei Achilas Pras, only up until, they were giving a maximum, they're saying, no, that's where it caps off, until the amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. So it makes sense, because Remei was being very stringent, and they're being lenient. Eliyamad Remei lekula, but if you say Remei was saying as a leniency, that no, that even if it's Kedei Achilas Pras, it's within the time span, it's not going to combine if you stopped in the middle, and the Rabbanon want to be stringent, so why are they saying Ad Sheyesha? The word should have said, V'chacham Emrim, Im Shah, no, if he did delay Kedei Achilas Pras, he's going to be Chayim. That me boyly, that it should have said, which that would have sounded like, yeah, even if you delayed, even if you stopped in the middle, but if it was up until Kedei Achilas Pras, you're going to be Chayim. From the fact that they say Ad, Elav Shmamino, Rimei Luchumah. Obviously, Rimei was the most stringent, and they would be more lenient. Shmamino, that obviously that's the interpretation. What it means when he says Kaloy is not regarding because you don't stop in the middle. No, it's regarding that if you're eating small piece by small piece is going to take a long time. That says Rimei, that's going to be the halach of how long it's going to combine for what you're eating to be chayiv for the shear of being mitzdarv, the two chatzis zeis of chelav that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah.